This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
The Met Gala may have concluded, but the stars dazzled at the Cannes Film Festival's opening on May 13. Bella Hadid, Halle Berry, and more showcased elegant fashion alongside memorable moments, despite new dress code enforcement. An official statement emphasized that nudity is prohibited and large voluminous outfits hindering passage are not allowed. Here are highlights from Cannes Film Festival Day 1. Julia Garner exuded sultry glamour in a sheer black gown with a thigh-high slit layered over an embroidered sequin slip dress. She complemented her look with a dark smoky eye, patent leather heels, and dangling earrings at the Partir en Jour premiere. The model opted for a sleek Saint Laurent floor-length black dress featuring a high slit and an open back with crisscrossing fabric. This marked the red carpet debut of her new blonde hair, a shift from her usual semi-nude looks at Cannes. In 2024, she made a splash in a fully sheer design, while in 2021, she wore a Schiaparelli breastplate that resembled a lung necklace. Berry embraced a Beetlejuice vibe in a striped trapeze dress by Jacquemus. Initially set to wear a gown by Gupta, she switched due to the dress code prohibiting her voluminous choice. "I'm not going to break the rules," she said, adding that the nudity ban is likely a good idea. Berry sits on the jury for the 2025 Cannes Film Festival. Ambrosio stunned in a strapless floor-length green gown with fluffy sleeves by Zuhair Murad, styling her hair half up to showcase a sparkling diamond necklace. De Niro and his partner Chen made a rare appearance, with Chen in a sequined black gown and De Niro in a classic black suit. During the evening, De Niro criticized President Donald Trump while accepting the Palme d'Or Lifetime Achievement Award, stating, "Trump has cut funding and support to the arts. You can't put a price on creativity, but apparently you can put a tariff on it." Victoria Hervey embraced a feathered look in a pale pink gown with a sweetheart neckline, complete with a matching shawl. Last year, she gained attention for complementing her all-gold outfit with a bedazzled Judith Leiber bottle.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/realid. That's tsa.gov/realid. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.